From Greenville, South Carolina, we present... Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to a broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In a few minutes, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's broadcast, Dr. Cairns continues his 10th message in a series of studies entitled Life in the Spirit, an examination of Galatians 5, 22 and 23, in which the Apostle Paul sets forth the 9 elements that make up the fruit of the Spirit. As Dr. Cairns has explained, these various virtues divide themselves into 3 groups of 3, the first of which has to do with our relationship to God. The second group involves the believer's relationship with others. The third group, faith, meekness, temperance, concerns the believer's relationship to himself. In his examination of what the Bible means by meekness, Dr. Cairns has defined it as a grace which the Holy Spirit works in believers. Essentially, it is the strength of faith to accept God's dealings with us as good. The major portion of this message is devoted to how the Holy Spirit works meekness in God's people. First of all, the Spirit wrestles with our flesh to deliver us from the power of that which would otherwise keep us from going on with God. Then He witnesses to our faith, seeking to bring us to the place where we trust in Him regardless of our circumstances. Finally, the Spirit demonstrates His great compassion to us in our times of weakness. Dr. Cairns will bring the conclusion of this message in just a few minutes. First, please enjoy this devotional thought from the pen of Charles Haddon Spurgeon, as found in his Faith Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled, True Walking Posture. The text is found in Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 9. He that walketh uprightly walketh surely. His walk may be slow, but it is sure. He that hasteth to be rich shall not be innocent nor sure. But steady perseverance in integrity, if it do not bring riches, will certainly bring peace. In doing that which is just and right, we are like one walking upon a rock, for we have confidence that every step we take is upon solid and safe ground. On the other hand, the utmost success through questionable transactions must always be hollow and treacherous, and the man who has gained it must always be afraid that a day of reckoning will come, and then his gains will condemn him. Let us stick to truth and righteousness. By God's grace, let us imitate our Lord and Master, in whose mouth no deceit was ever found. Let us not be afraid of being poor, nor of being treated with contempt. Never on any account whatever let us do that which is our conscience cannot justify. If we lose inward peace, we lose more than a fortune can buy. If we keep in the Lord's own way, and never sin against our conscience, our way is sure against all comers. Who is he that can harm us if we be followers of that which is good? We may be thought fools by fools if we are firm in our integrity. But in the place where judgment is infallible, we shall be approved.
There's no sickness, toil, nor danger in that bright land.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're delighted that you tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. The response to these broadcasts has been most encouraging. Your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. Our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, briefly sets out the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church. That and any other literature we offer on these broadcasts is free for the asking. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the programs, you may like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In addition to the regular programs, the website contains video clips of Dr. Cairns answering questions regarding various issues, such as, why don't Jews accept Jesus as the Messiah? Does God practice deliberate deception? Or why doesn't God save everybody? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
But particularly we may pinpoint three ways of the Spirit's working. And time is going to allow me only to refer to these rather briefly. The three things He will do. Number one, He wrestles with our flesh. The Lord will only make you meek. In fact, the Lord will only make you anything worthwhile as He breaks the power of the flesh. Second thing He does is He witnesses to our faith. Here, Job is a very good example. Job was a patient man who became bitter and vehement because he couldn't understand why he was suffering such things. Why would God allow this in my life? I'm sure you've asked that question. If you haven't yet been to that place in life, I have news for you. You'll not be very much older and you'll be there. Why does God allow this in my life? I've had people come to me again and again over the years of my ministry with that question. I can't understand. Why is this happening to me? God can just say the word and it will be gone. My pain, my suffering, my sickness, my circumstances of great adversity, they would all be gone. But he doesn't say the word. Why? I can't usually give an answer to that question. I may hazard a guess, but that's usually what it's going to be. I can say this, however. In Job's case, all the answers that men gave fell short. Some of them were completely wrong. And then at last the Lord appeared. The amazing thing is he explained nothing. He explained absolutely nothing. Job knew no more as to the details of the answers to the questions he had had in mind. He knew no more at the end of the book than he did when he was in the midst of his afflictions. The Lord explained nothing. All he did was manifest his own glory. And the message was plain to Job, and it's plain to all of us, that the Lord is in control. The Lord knows what he's doing. The Lord knows what he's allowing. So that if we can only get our eyes on him, if we can look beyond the circumstance, if we can look beyond the suffering, if we can look beyond the human agents of our pain and get our eyes and our hearts on him, that will be enough to keep us at peace in the hardest of life's battles. How do we run the race? With patience. And patience is very closely related to this idea of meekness. How do we run with patience the race that is set before us? When the way is tough, and every muscle in our body cries out, it's time to give up. How do we run with patience? By looking unto Jesus. By getting our eyes on Christ. By the faith of the gospel. You see, the Lord works this grace within us not only by wrestling with our flesh, but by witnessing to our faith. And then the third way it came to mind is that he whispers to us in our fainting. And I thought of Elijah as a beautiful example. Elijah was a mighty man of God, the prophet of fire. I don't know a manlier man, a stronger man, a more courageous man, a more faithful man in all of Scripture than Elijah. He saw a great miracle done. Fire came down upon the altar and consumed the sacrifice. He slew the prophets of Baal, and the prophets of the groves. And then he prayed down the rain of God's blessing. And that blue cloudless sky darkened over with the great thunder clouds that were about to burst with blessing upon the land. He saw a great work done. He defied odds of 850-1 against him. Every one of those 850 apostates was ready to kill him, and he defied them all. And there was Ahab, the man who would have murdered him as quickly as he would have batted his eyelids, and he faced him. And then he got what W.P. Nicholson called a love letter from Jezebel that said, "I'm going to get you." And his heart sank, and he said to himself, "It's all in vain. I've called fire down, but Jezebel's still there. I've prayed rain down, Jezebel's still there. I've rid the land of these prophets of Baal, but Jezebel's still there. My life's in vain." Wonderful the conclusions you can come to when you're depressed. A sane man could never have come to the conclusion that Elijah's life had been in vain, but Elijah was so depressed, you couldn't really call him sane at that point. So he ran away. Now, he got a letter threatening to kill him, and he ran away, praying what? "Lord, let me die. Let me die." In 1 Kings chapter 19, you'll read of the Lord's response. And as he ran away, the Lord graciously went with him. That's the first thing to keep in mind. The Lord does not give us up in our fainting fits. Verse 3. He went for his life, came to Beersheba. Verse 4. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a juniper tree and requested for himself that he might die. And he said, "It's enough now, O Lord. Take away my life. I'm not better than my father's." I notice what the Lord did. As he lay and slept under a juniper tree, behold, then an angel touched him and said unto him, "Arise and eat." He looked, and behold, there was a cake baking on the coals and a cruse of water in his hand. And he did eat and drink, and laid down again. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said, "Arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee." The Lord gave him sleep. The Lord gave him food. The Lord gave him more sleep. The Lord gave him more food. He needed it all. He arose, verse 8, did eat and drink, and went in the strength of that meat 40 days, 40 nights unto Horeb, the Mount of God. This is one of the loveliest things in Scripture. He came thither unto a cave and lodged there, and behold, the word of the Lord came unto him and said, "What doest thou here, Elijah?" He said, "I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken my covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life to take it away." And he said, "Go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord." And behold, the Lord passed by. I notice these three things. A great and a strong wind rent the mountain, and break in pieces the rocks before the Lord. What does that remind you of? Remember, this is Horeb, the Mount of God. It reminds me of the day God made Sinai to quake as he came down in the full glory and majesty of giving his law. Elijah could not have stood or withstood such a demonstration of God at that time. God angry at the breach of his law. But here we read, the Lord was not in the wind. God could have broken him, but he didn't. After the wind and earthquake, the Lord could have really shaken Elijah, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. God was not going to thunder in the ear of Elijah. He was not going to shake this already shaken man to the roots of his being. Then after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still, small voice. A bruised reed the Lord will not break. A smoking flax the Lord will not quench. When we're depressed and fainting and down and feeling, we have failed God, and maybe even feeling God has failed us. You know, the Lord could well be angry at our unbelief. The Lord could thunder, send such a mighty wind as would not only rend rocks and mountains, but rend us as well. The Lord could send an earthquake and shatter our lives. The Lord could send a fire and burn us up in our unbelief. But no, he comes with a still small voice. He who will wrestle with our flesh and witness to our faith, thank God, knows how to whisper in the ear of a fainting Elijah with a still small voice, "I have loved you with an everlasting love." I still have my purpose to fulfill in your life. Things are not as black as they appear to you, Elijah said. I only am left. I have 7,000 who have never bowed the knee. My life's in vain. No, it's not. I have a man even now ready to take your place. Elisha the prophet, who would in due course minister with a double portion of Elijah's power. The Lord comes to whisper. Perhaps you're fainting this morning. You need to hear the still, small voice of the love and the wisdom and the grace and the kindness of our God. Meekness is the fruit of the Spirit. This is how he produces it.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.